Hi, my name is Cheryl Catherine Smith.
And I'm Ash Riot.
Welcome to
the Hologram Show.
Yes, this is our first show. We're super excited about not only sharing our music with you, but as I said, our world vision, our world views, and we welcome yours as well.
It's going to be quite exciting, and we wanted to start sort of by introducing ourselves and say that we not only are debuting our radio show today, but we're also in a band called Hologram, and we've been in the band, we started the band probably about, I'd say about 5 months ago, and we've been writing songs ever since, and we really wanted an avenue to not only express our musical side, but express our worldview, and so we really hope that you will enjoy us here and check out our music as well.
I also want to mention that we are two of three members of Hologram. Our Shire member, Mr. Kevin Stewart Swain, has decided that he wants to stay in the background for now, but we're hoping that in the future, in the very near future, we'll be able to bring him on board, and you can meet him as well. But for now, it's Ash and I going to be hosting this show, and we're just going to start by introducing ourselves and let you know a little bit about ourselves individually, and I'll just talk about myself first. I have been a musician as far as I can remember. I mean, I started loving and writing music as a child, actually, at the age of 11. That was when I first wrote my song. I wrote my first song. I remember, actually, music was such a huge inspiration to and for me, but it was also a huge mainstay. And it got me through a lot of darker places in my life, even as a child. I lost my father as a young girl, and there was a lot of other tragedies that happened to our family. So music has always been a therapy, and it's always been something that's actually gone right to my heart. And so Ash and I were talking about this show and saying, you know, how do we want to theme our first show? And so you get a sense of who we are and get a sense of what it is that we feel that we bring to the planet, to ourselves, and to you. But music and spirit and integration is what we came up with, and how music affects us. And I let go of music for a while. If any of you know, I'm a solo artist, as is Ash, and some of you know me from my own solo project, Cheryl Catherine Smith. I have a CD like Ash does, and she'll tell you about it. But it got some radio airplay in the United States. There's two songs that were getting played across America, and one of them was called All Dark Places, and the other one was called Why Does She Hate You? Interesting song titles, no doubt. The first song was really about my foray into addiction and coming out of it. I've now got almost 13 years clean and sober, and that's a big part of how I live my life today and connect not only with music but also with spirit. So as solo artist, I was sort of on this journey, and then here comes Ash Riot in my life. I met her in May, and I was actually speaking, and she was in the audience, and I was sharing a bit of my story. And lo and behold, we've been told for quite a few months that we should be meeting each other. And, you know, we just kind of go, oh, yeah, one day. Not thinking, you know, much of it, because we both get a lot of people saying you should meet other musicians, right? But, so we've met, and we have been led and felt led and motivated, and it feels right. We're both very much about how everything feels. And in our bio, we wrote that we're highly intuitive musicians, and we are. We basically really rely on our sixth sense for most of our active life and our music, right? I mean, I'm going to let you go, Ash. What do you want to say now?
Well, I mean, what is there to say? There's much, much, much to say. And it's hard to condense it in even an hour. I don't know. I'm really grateful to be doing music again. And I really didn't think I would be. I was in a few bands. I'm a solo artist. And I had a good taste, but I also had a bad taste of what music did for me. But it wasn't the music. It was just everything that I was caught up in. And I kind of just went, okay, you know what? Like, I don't know how I'm going to express myself anymore, but I can't do music. And once I really let go of any negativity in my life, I really, really found music to be an uplifter and not a shover downer. I met Cheryl, like she said, about 8 months ago. And I had been in a band previously to that. And then I was doing solo stuff. And the solo stuff was really great, But, you know, I always felt like something was missing. And little did I know that it was the woman on stage. And her name was Cheryl Catherine Smith. And as soon as we kind of got together, it was, what do you say? It was everything.
It was definitely, it felt very led, inspired, and divinely, it felt very divine. And what we have feels very divine. We're both very, very much about bringing truth, not only to our lives, but to through our music and through our work, through our poetry, through our writing. Truth as we know it, truth as we understand it. We also are very focused on peace, love, and harmony. And a lot of music that we both have written, just again, Ash didn't really talk much about her own solo project, but she was getting huge attention too as a solo artist. And also still gets radio airplay across the United States. She's got her Ash Riot album, This Time I'll Forgive You, .. again. And what was your number one song that you were...
That I was doing on that one?
Yeah.
Well, there was a couple. There was a few that got the most attention, like Glamour Glamour, Replica of Your Glory, Cold Water Romance, Liar with a Black Heart. My other band actually went on to cover that song. Yeah, it's, you know, there was a few that really kind of stuck out there and got a lot of attention. And, you know, as great as that was, it still, like I said, felt like there was something missing. So now we're no longer missing and we're having a good time.
Missing. Oh, wow. That's what a concept. Are we missing? What are we missing?
We're missing.
What are we missing? I was just thinking, you know, Ash, again, like her solo project, my solo project, you know, I was mentioning this recently when I was speaking about our hologram band, saying how we each were on this kind of path thinking that, well, we're solo artists and we're, you know, we're doing all right and things are kind of picking up and this is where we're supposed to go. And then life just came and went kabam, kaboom, you meet somebody and then you just know that there's something else. And this is one of the things that I think that all of us need to pay attention to in our own lives is recognizing, although we have a plan, John Lennon said that, right? Is life is what happens to you when you're busy making other plans. So although we have a plan and plans are great, it's really great to be open-minded and willing to change the plan, understanding and trusting that it actually probably is the better plan. That being said, we've written quite a few songs.
17
songs. And that's just Ash and I, and we've written, we started to write a couple. Unfortunately, Kevin, who was also a really great songwriter, he's been doing other things and hasn't been able to spend as much time with us as a writer yet. But we've been writing with him too. But we've really just spent a lot of time, Ash and I, together. We started doing Wednesdays. Again, it's commitment, right? We committed our time and our attention, and we started having writing days, and we have every Thursday, and we've been really, really, really blessed. We feel so blessed. The muses have been kind and pretty much left every writing session with at least one song finished, which is quite outstanding. You know, as a writer, for those of you who are songwriters or even just writers in general, you know, there's times when you just think it's not going to happen, or you have, you know, you can sit in a room for hours and agonize nothing comes out. But we've been so, so fortunate. And this is another reason why we feel that this is something that's right.
We just sit there and it comes out.
Yeah.
It's so awesome. Like I, you know, show up at 10 in the morning. Sometimes I bring some awesome vegan food.
Yes. Actually pretty well all the time.
I bring some good vegan food and then we chill and then we write songs. And that's why it's important for us to sing and you know, play our songs for you, is because it's very much a part of what we're going to be talking about, because, you know, every song has a story. And, you know, when we're playing the song and after the song, we're trying to, you know, talk to you about the song. It's really going to speak for itself, no matter what we say. So we're hoping that it really penetrates you. So
what we'd like to do is we're going to play one of our earlier songs, one of the first songs we wrote. I think it might have been the third song.
Yeah.
Third song in.
Yeah.
This song is called Everyone's Screaming, and we are going to be getting into the studio this week. We're really excited because we've got all our songs, and we also have songs that we've written ourselves, and we're going to just bring everything to the table, and we're going to have our album done by 2011. It'll be our debut Hologram album, so we're quite excited. And
did you mean 2012?
No, 2011, man. I'm look at me. I'm no. No, we're not.
No,
we're
not, it's not it off. Well, we're starting to record our album next Thursday.
That's so right.
We so we will.
Come on. Okay. We can do it 2011.
Oh, we totally can. Watch out, people. The Hologram album is going to be out. And so, yeah, this is my first time playing. And we usually write them on acoustic. And I hooked up an amp and I got my Les Paul, my Gibson Les Paul here. So we're doing it electric style tonight. So
and Ash is an amazing, amazing talent. For those of you who know Ash's work, I mean, I feel so grateful to work with her because I just watch her. I've actually watched people just stare at her hands as she's playing. It's almost like you feel like they're going to get down on their knees and go, "Thank you, mighty Ash."
Thank you.
I know it's you're well, seriously talented.
You know what? I feel so blessed to be standing next to her. So we should just turn the show into "Let's Praise Each Other" hour. All right. So here we go. Everyone's screaming. Enjoy.
What we'd like to do is invite you. We're going to, after the song, we're going to talk a little bit about what the song means, but we also would like you to call in and talk to us. Ask us anything you want to chat about, or if the song means something to you, we'd love to hear what it means to you, because once art is created, the artist has an idea as to what the song or what the painting or what the writing means. But ultimately, it's you, the viewer, the listener, who decides what it means to you. And so we're really, really intrigued to know what you think of it. And that being said, here's everyone screaming.
Rock on, people.
Blissful bliss beside, everyone scream, was a fair, we're singing. you go.
There you go. Everyone's screaming.
All right. I want to give the call-in phone number to those of you in the United States and Canada to call toll-free 888-815-9756. Once again, 888-815-9756.
Please call me. I'll give you a hug. I will hug you if you call.
So why don't you start, Ash, and say what that song meant as we wrote it. What did it mean to you?
Well, I mean, the main reason why we want to speak about our music and what it means to us and what it could mean to you is because it's very spirit-led. I mean, we speak of, you know, all different experiences, and everybody writes a song for another reason, but we really feel like while it's from us, it comes through us as well. So this song to me definitely feels, you know, especially, you know, the line about a day too far gone, and, you know, it's like getting it back. It's, for me personally, this song feels like whenever I play it, whenever I hear you sing it, it's about getting a part of myself back that I didn't think I'd get back. And here I am, living proof that it's back. And sometimes it doesn't take a huge miracle, and sometimes it can just take, you know, the slightest, simplest things to push you in the direction that you want to go. And, you know, people are sitting there waiting for the sky to fall, but it's very much, you know, sometimes right in front of you.
Which one of us hasn't gone through the experience of waiting for the sky to fall or the other shoe to drop?
I know.
I mean, it's really just kind of a life. One thing I love about this life is, I find that the more I share and the more real I get and the more honest I get, the more I recognize and realize how not unique I am.
Yeah, exactly.
I think a lot of us, when we're kind of lost in our own heads and our own experiences and our own darknesses and our despairs, we think we're alone, or we feel that nobody would understand or they don't get it. And as soon as we start talking about it, as soon as we start saying what's really going on, we recognize how we're not alone. And what Everyone's Screaming means to me is, it just kind of is a worldview for me. We have a lot of sadness in the planet. We have a lot of war, which I really find quite offensive, quite honestly. There's a lot of tragedy, there's a lot of pain, and there's and we tend to focus on it if we turn on our television sets or we look at what films are really popular. We often would see that we have we have a caller. I lost my train of thought. All right, we've got Carrie from Texas on line two. What would you like to say, Carrie from
Hello.
Texas? Hi.
Well, I'd like to say hi.
Hi, Carrie.
You did say please. You did say please call, and since you said please, I figured I had to.
hey, is this Jax's Carrie?
Yes, this is Uncle Jax's Aunt Carrie. Yes, yes.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for listening.
Of course, I wouldn't miss your first show.
Oh,
that'd
you're
be kind of rude.
You know, Carrie, thank you for saying that. Please goes a long way.
Yes, it does. It does for sure.
See?
Is there anything
to be nice?
Did you hear the song, Carrie?
Of course I did.
So did you did anything
did I dig it? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, are you, see, Carrie, I know a little bit about Carrie, and she's definitely a up and coming producer. She's amazing.
Cool.
So yeah.
Cool.
So yes, yeah, so what did you feel? What did the song make you feel, dear Carrie?
What was that?
You know what, Carrie, you can tell. Ash just said, what did the song make you feel, dear Carrie? And you know what? One thing that we're all about is honesty. And if you hated it, you can say that.
Yeah, you can.
No, I dug it. I thought it was good. I wouldn't tell you. I'd be the last person to tell you it was good if it wasn't. I would say that was interesting.
Oh, that's the exact thing that I use. That was very interesting.
It was unique.
Well, Carrie,
those are all code words for you suck.
You know what, Carrie? You're so sweet for calling, because I'm the worst person to try and get a hold of. And so I'm so happy that you got a hold of us.
Yes. And I'm glad to meet you, Carrie, because I've met Jax through Twitter and Facebook, and she's lovely.
Well, I don't actually use those things. I'm not big with the technology. It's not my friend. We don't really get along.
But you're our friend, and we love you.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
Is there anything that you would like to say to the radio waves?
No. You'll know me one day, so let me hear it. Say my name.
Carrie from Texas. And you know what, Carrie? We can also let all the listeners know that whenever you say that's interesting and unique, you're actually saying that it sucks.
Yeah. Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly. It'll save me the trouble.
Well, thank you for calling us. We love you, and we love that you've called in. And please spread the word of Holy Ground.
Big hugs, Carrie.
And be well.
One for Jax, too.
I will call you soon.
Oh. Ciao,
thanks,
Bella.
Hi, Jax.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
All right. Well, love you guys. Be well.
Love
speak
you
truth.
Later.
Much love. Big hugs.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
That is so great. That's actually that's Friends
sweet.
Of Ashes.
Yeah.
And you met Jax through your music.
Through
Did
my
you
music.
Not?
Yeah, yeah. It was really weird. I met Jax. Actually, it's really fitting that Carrie's called in. Carrie is Jax's partner. And Jax, I met, she's amazing. I met her years and years and years ago. I was probably 15. And we met on the internet, actually.
Wow.
And she was just, she was the person who helped me through the most. I have a tattoo on my chest because of her. It says water, because she taught me that whenever I feel like I need more strength, to remember that I'm water. And water can get through anything. So
that's beautiful.
Yeah, so.
And you know what's interesting is I felt inspired this morning. I had to go by the water. And the great thing about living here in Vancouver is that we're on the ocean, right? And so we drove to the ocean to be near the water. So that's fitting. Look at this.
Yeah, it's fitting. It's
we
fitting.
Got the water symbol happening here. So now all we need is air, fire, and earth to call in.
I had water at dinner. And I had fake ribs. That's the earth.
Yeah, vegan ribs. There you go.
I'm a vegan, for those of you who don't know. And I had fake ribs, so that's the earth. It's coming. It's a plant, right? I've had earth and water in my diet today.
Wow, you know, go figure that you would have water as part of your diet.
Just saying.
I know.
All right.
There it goes. The miracles never cease.
I know.
So thank you very much, Carrie, for calling in. And
thank you, Carrie.
And we welcome any and all others to call in as well. 888-815-9756. And so talking about the worldview, everyone's screaming. Let's just stop screaming. And if we're going to scream, let's be like Martin Luther or someone like that and scream truth so people will eventually hear us.
Let's do it. Let's exactly speak the
power
truth,
to the people, man. Yeah. We're actually hippies.
Despite all of it, you've never seen me. I have tons and tons of tattoos. I'm not a punk rocker.
Nah,
I'm a hippie.
She's a hippie. Yeah,
hippie.
We're closet hippies.
I am a closet hippie.
Okay, we're gonna do another song for you. The next song is "Joy No Longer Divided."
"Joy No Longer Divided" is probably one of my favorite songs. I feel so biased because I keep saying that Hologram is my favorite band, and really, I'm not at all sitting in ego. It's just I actually love music so much now that all I sing are my own band songs. So yes, that is the key, people. When you love your band so much that you wake up singing the songs, you get up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, and you're like with your footsteps, you're doing the beats to your songs. I feel blessed, and here you go. All right, this song is a great one, and it's for you. I just tuned for you as well. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Ship has sailed through the glass of feathers ruffled true. Life as I know it's gone by again. I call to you, my fellow friend, and ask forgiveness, give light and love. These things do not come from up above, but from within and all around. The world is made of fierce clouds. Joy no longer divided. Have come inside it, so come on, baby, write it down and we're united. We are united. call in 888-815-9756. I know we have some friends out there who are listening, and we welcome your calls, even if you want to say, hey,
yeah,
say hello. Okay. That song.
You go first. It is your turn. And you know what, people? I just got to interrupt this and say, we have videos on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We do. We have some, we put our video vlogs on YouTube. So you can go check us out. We always update it. Maybe we'll even start doing one per week in the studio.
Yeah, as we're recording.
Yeah, as we're recording. So it's just like youtube.com, and then it's, our username is Hologram Music. So check it out. I think you'll like it.
Yeah, they're actually kind of funny. We just do it as it comes, and we put it out there. There's nothing. We don't have any PR people saying, you know what, Ashton, Cheryl, I don't think you should be presenting yourself this way.
You know, we've talked
about being authentic,
like you know, dogs having you know little tooting problems. To, you know, whatever. We just talk. We talk as we are meant to. So.
Well, again, both Ash and I have been in this business for many years. I've been in the entertainment business since I was 16 years old, and started out as a musician, then got into modeling and got into acting, and let go of that stuff. And then then I got back into the music again. And basically, what we're doing is we're saying, you know what, we want to do this authentically. We don't not that we don't take some good sage wisdom, but we just want to be real and not, you know, try and present ourselves in any way or put any spin on anything other than what's real. All right. We have Doris from Langley, BC on line two. Doris, hello. We know who you are.
Hi. Cheryl. Hi. Ash. How are you doing?
Yeah, great. How are you?
How are you doing?
Fabulous, fabulous. Lucas is sitting here next to me, and we're so excited for you guys. And my heart is beating while listening to the song, and we just wanted to say hi and say you're having just wonderful music on the air. It's gorgeous.
Thank you so, so much. You're really sweet, and you also have a son who is so talented. I'm actually, you know, privileged to be his. I'm a music teacher as well, and I teach her son how to play guitar, Lucas. He's a great songwriter as well.
How old is Lucas?
Okay, he will tell you himself. He's right there. Just a moment.
Okay, Lucas.
Hi, Lucas.
How old are you, sweetie?
Hi.
How old are you, sweetheart?
I'm 8.
You're 8 years old. And what's your favorite instrument to play?
Guitar.
And do you like to sing, Lucas?
Yeah.
Do you want to be a rock star, Lucas?
He's awesome. I have one song recorded that he's
written. I made a trillion songs at home.
Sweet. I can't wait, buddy.
So isn't that wonderful that you're 8 years old, Lucas, and you're playing guitar and you're singing and you're actually writing your own songs now?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That's really amazing. You keep doing it.
Yeah, you keep up, buddy. I'm so excited to see you tomorrow. You're coming to me tomorrow at 4.
Yeah, but please do not notice my tooth that has been pulled.
I promise I won't notice your tooth that's been pulled. I will give you candy.
And we won't take pictures, Lucas, because we don't want everybody to see it, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling, Doris.
We really appreciate it. We love you.
Thank you so much. I love you guys. And, come back and sing the songs at church. And I just love it. I really love you guys. Thank you so very much.
We really love you.
Yeah,
Thank you. We really appreciate the support, Doris.
We really do.
Okay, you take care. All the very best. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
And we have one more caller. It says Ash's mom. Ash's mom on line one.
Hello, who could this be?
Hello,
Janice Stroud.
Hi, girls.
Just cooked us
a bag. Hi, I just wanted to say congratulations to you girls and how proud we are, George and I, of you guys and
all the messages
that you're bringing out to everybody in your music and just how talented you are and just God bless you guys and hope everything goes well for you. We love you and there's a lot of big things coming for you guys.
Thank you so much.
You're really sweet. Thank you.
You are the best.
I love you guys.
Love you. Have a good
Congratulations
evening.
Congratulations on your first and not last radio show. This is going to go on for many years.
That's right. And who knows,
Janice? Okay, thanks.
We might even have you on one time, yeah? Eh?
Oh, no.
Because you've got wonderful stories. Wonderful
now you're
stories.
Asking for trouble.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Just like me this morning, bringing Ash's baby pictures to church. Yeah. You don't want me on the
all
radio.
Right, all right.
Okay, thanks, guys. Good luck.
Thank you, Janice.
All right. That was sweet.
That was really sweet. I was just thinking, I wonder if my mom would call.
Let's send her an email.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, everyone, for supporting us and just saying hello. And we do feel the love, and that's sincere. And when we accept you saying that you love us and say that we love you in return, that's sincere. Like, it just feels like such a beautiful energy. So thank you for that. And it means everything, because if we don't support each other, then it's really tough to succeed. And, you know, Deepak Chopra talked about that. He said, if you help others to succeed, then you yourself do, in fact, succeed. So it's important, you know, even in this business, like it can be kind of cutthroat. And you just, you know, it's just about helping each other. If you are inspired to be a musician or a writer or anything, I trust the inspiration and then I'm supposed to help you. I believe that. And it's not about taking anything away from anyone. It's that we all have value and we all matter. And there's something that each of us has to say as an artist. And we want to say it. So way to go, Lucas, 8 years old.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. He's really good too. He's rocking it.
I was thinking I was special writing at 11.
Lucas is already writing songs.
I know. He's
week.
Kicking my butt. Yeah. That's for sure. Yeah. So getting back to Joy No Longer Divided, we forgot to ask them what you thought of it or what it meant. But Doris was expressing, Doris has heard some of our songs before live. We've performed them, at Inner Garden, actually, and that's what they're speaking about, is us doing some songs there. And yeah, really grateful for the support that we're getting. When people are saying that the music is making them feel, that is amazing to us, because we definitely want it to make you feel, sometimes even make you think. I know Ash said before, oh, if it doesn't make you think, as long as it makes you feel. But I'm a little bit cerebral.
Yes, I agree. I you know, I do. But, you know, in some cases when you can't, it doesn't make you think and it makes you feel, that's better than nothing. You know, it's all about importance. It's all about where the song is even placed in your daily life. It's not about what you're supposed to feel. It's what you honestly do feel.
Exactly. Forget about the supposed tos. Let go of that. Just be, let everything feel. That's why I was even saying to Carrie, if you didn't like the song, I'm okay. Yeah. If you say you don't like the song, I'm not going to crumble. I also understand that our art, you know, will go where it's meant to go. And if someone doesn't appreciate or doesn't like it, it's not about us. It's just that it's not meant for them. Right.
And we're supposed to be who we are. Like, you know, it's so crazy that it's about even physical appearance or whatever sometimes as a musician. Like, you know what? Okay, say I have Justin Bieber hair. I don't care. I had the hair first.
That's right.
I'd like to say, if you're listening out there, it would be funny if you were, Beeb, I had the hair first. And you know what? Like, it's, you know, people are going to, you know, assume what they want to about whoever and whatever artist, and they really lose what you're saying. But, you know, it's really good if you're coming from a place of total grounding. Just of total understanding that you want to experience something from somebody else, and it'll just open up and it'll, you know, it'll be what it is, and you'll feel what you're going to feel, not what you're supposed to or what you shouldn't or should feel.
So Joy No Longer Divided was actually, we were kind of laughing at the beginning, because both Ash and I really like Joy Division. And when we were writing the song, we were thinking, oh, gee,
Joy No Longer Divided. Joy Division.
Sounds like, yes. We were really kind of connecting somehow to Joy Division with that song. And then obviously the lyrics are really quite Jim Morrison, inspired a lot by him and by his work. And so using the imagery that, you know, in our way to say, basically, the main line that I love, these things do not come from up above, but from within and all around. I love that line because I think we've been taught, a lot of us in mainstream religion and whatnot, have been taught that everything is outside us, like God is outside us and inspiration is outside of us and you know, light, love, and all our connections are outside of us. But when they're not, they're within us. And And this is why the line, too, I call to you my fettered friend. I mean, how many of us are actually fettered by old, you know, belief systems that don't serve us? And this is one thing that we're kind of bringing to the table, because we have also had to let go of certain belief systems of our own in our own lives, and recognizing how they don't serve, and just kind of being open-minded to things that maybe we never even thought of or could have imagined, but suddenly become our reality.
Well, beliefs or situations.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of situations you're stuck in, like Cheryl was saying about being a drug addict. And I mean, I was in that boat too. I'm fine. I'm clean. And you know, it took me a while to realize how important a clear mindset is. And, you know, when I was kind of in that hole, I didn't believe that, you know, there was a reason to be out of the hole. So, I mean, it really sometimes, you know, fate and spirit and universe and music and yada, yada, all intervene.
All come together.
Yeah.
And we haven't had enough coffee yet, as you can tell.
I don't think I have I? I didn't even drink one. It's over there.
You've done really good.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I'm proud of you, too. We're going to play another song.
Yeah. What song are we going to play, Ash?
We're going to play you a really pretty one that we wrote in Cheryl's attic. We do a lot of writing up there.
Actually, Joy No Longer Divided was written in the attic, too.
Half of our songs were written in the attic. Some were written in the living room downstairs. Actually, a couple here.
Some in the rehearsal space.
We're in my basement, Ash Riot's basement.
That is correct. We are broadcasting live from Ash Riot's basement.
On my floor, next to my bed.
How exciting is that?
Fireplace and
with nothing, nothing that my voice, other than my voice going right to the computer.
Yes, this is my Mac laptop. Thank you, Mac, for making beautiful equipment.
We love you, Steve Jobs.
Yeah, we really do. Thank you for making everything beautiful.
Can you please send us free iMacs?
Yeah, if you do.
And iBooks. That was our plug. Thank you, Steve Jobs.
Again, what will they get? A hug and a dollar.
Well, maybe just a hug and a song. How about that?
How about $1?
How about a loonie for Steve Jobs? I'm sure that Steve Jobs would really appreciate a loonie.
Okay, all right.
He doesn't have enough loonies. Well, we could actually be loonies.
I know.
Forget about the money.
Yeah, you know. Oh, wow. Sometimes she makes me laugh so hard that I should be like endorsing the Depends place. You know, the Depends thing.
I know. Okay. She's only 26 and she already needs diapers.
Well, I blame her. So, All right. This song is called Dare Me Daylight, and it's, I don't know. It means a lot to us because it's got a lot of imagery from the earth in it, and it's very much about being connected to our planet and,
to magic.
Yeah, it's
and yeah, to all, you know, the ancient magic and it's quite beautiful, the ancient all the ancient stuff that we really like. I also wanted to ask you while we're singing, you can write this down, 888-815-9756. Call in. We have some more time, so we'd love to chat with
you. Hug and a dollar.
New world, Venus fast wind. sorrowful, living at will. Damn me, daylight, I'm wandering still. Suave and sorrowful, living at will. Damn me, daylight, I'm wandering still. Suave and sorrowful, living at will. Damn me, daylight, I'm wandering still. Suave and sorrowful, living at will. Damn me, daylight,
oh, living at will.
That's a good way to wake me up.
I know. There was one time in the attic, we were getting so sleepy because we were playing music for like a long, long time. Like, I mean, I get to her house about 10 in the morning, and by the time 7 p.m. rolls around, it feels like I've been there for an hour. Like, time is timeless, let me tell you. And I was really like, my senses were just dragging. And all of a sudden, like, she just yells in the middle of a song, chorus!
Chorus!
And I seriously almost like became jello. Like, I didn't understand what was going on. I was like, are you yelling at me? No, you're not. Are you whispering?
I'm just
no.
Your very own personal earthquake.
No,
just,
you're my alarm clock.
There you go. I'm your earthquake alarm clock. 888-815-9756 is the call-in number. We are going to discuss that song if you'd like to. Is there anything you want to say about it?
About Jeremy Daylight. See, this is kind of one that's really, I can say this. We were sitting at a beach one night, and it was like 1 o'clock in the morning, and we were just sitting there together and just feeling the earth, really feeling the water, feeling the moon, feeling like
it was a beautiful moon.
It was in late August, and we just really, without even speaking, we understood everything, and that's very vague.
Transcendent.
Yeah, it was very transcendent, and... Yeah. You know, it's like this song did the speaking for us in what we were feeling in that moment.
That's very well put, Ash Riot.
Thank you, Cheryl Catherine.
I think I want to be in a band with you.
Oh, really? Hey, you know what? I kinda,
here's my number.
Yeah,
give me a
can
call.
Can I have your number?
Yeah, we'll do lunch.
Yeah, we'll do lunch.
We're going to do another song called The Fusion, and this song means a lot. They all mean a lot, but this one means a lot because it's basically...
I'm tuning.
Kind of gonna tune down. It speaks about love, and what I've come to realize, and what Ash has come to realize, and I think a lot of other people out there have come to realize, that the only way that we will find peace and connection and harmony on this planet is if we put love first. And it doesn't mean it starts with us, but it's all about fusing together. And that's what this song is about. This song is The Fusion.
For any guitar techies out there, I use a lot of different tunings in the hologram songs, because I believe that's the way to go. There's many ways to go, but I choose to be really experimental with what I create, what we create. And I do that by using different tunings. Here you go.
I love her tunings. I actually, and she's capoing all over the place too, which is really cool. I just love the sounds that Ash creates.
Well, I thank you, my dear
Cheryl, thank you
for being patient with me as I tune between each song. Well, if I don't have more than one guitar.
One time I heard Ash was on stage when she was younger and doing her solo stuff. And how long were you on stage tuning, Miss Ryan?
Oh, no, that wasn't on stage. That was at one of my birthday parties.
My old
manager was there, and like a whole full house. And I was just so tired, and I don't know what happened. And I just was tuning for like 45 minutes, just standard tuning.
Yes, a little tired.
Here we
go. A little self-indulgent.
Just a little bit. It was my birthday. I'll tune if I want to.
That's right. There you go. Maybe you should write a song. This is The Fusion. The universe encompasses me beneath the stars above the sea. Through all the rust, watching you. Knowing I have a part in this too. Faithless they watch and wait for divine. Severing my old earthly disguise. Through all the bust, watching you. Knowing we have a part.
I better phone in and tell you I kept in the end of it. I had company for dinner, but I got to do the last 15
minutes. Well,
thank
you for tuning in and listening.
You're doing great.
Thank you so much. And we are very grateful for you and for Inner Garden and for your radio show.
And for having us on.
Yes. Thank you, Barb.
Well, there you go. Got you started, eh?
We were very excited got after the bug. That. We were like,
the bug bit, yeah.
All things work together for good, right?
Do you have anything
well,
to say
you
about
got
the
that
songs?
Bug. It bit you on my program. There you go.
Do you have anything
so anyway,
to say about...
So anyway, you guys
about...
have a good program. It sounds great.
Thank you.
Okay, darlings, keep on going. They probably want to hear you better than me.
Thank you, Barbara. We love
thank
you.
Thank you. We love you, Barbara. Thank you for calling in.
Love you, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that was Reverend Barbara Leonard from Surrey, British Columbia, who has her own chapel called Inner Garden. And it started as an online chapel, and now it is an actual physical chapel.
I was there today.
I know. Ash was there today. So, and a lot of, we've had some callers who are also chapel attendees. So thank you all for calling. And we are going to sign off. This has been our very first hologram radio show. We're both very excited to continue this journey with you. We welcome you to visit with us every second Sunday. And if you check our pages or our hologram
MySpace,
you can find out how to get in touch with us if you have any ideas for the shows or if you'd like to lend something to the show.
Or even one day speak on the show.
Yeah, if you want to present your ideas to us, we're definitely open-minded and we'd love to hear them. So, on behalf of Hologram, meaning Kevin Stewart Swain, myself, Cheryl Catherine Smith, and of course,
Ash Riot,
we'd like to say be good to each other. We love you much. Enjoy music. It goes right to the soul.
Rock and roll, people. Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Thank you.